Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, January 11th, 2023. U.S. futures are pointing to a slightly higher open as of 4:05 a.m. Eastern Time. European equity markets have opened higher in early trades as they catch up with the late U.S. rally. Asian markets finished mixed. U.S. dollar is lower across the board. Treasury yields are down across tenors. Crude oil prices are lower on U.S. inventory build, with Brent dipping below $80 a barrel again. Precious metals are higher. In macro news, risk appetite is again slightly firmer on hopes of a rebound in China growth, but traders are bracing for the U.S. December CPI figure due Thursday as the main event of the week. The consensus expects the print to slow compared to November, but there is also forecast looking for a slight pickup in the sequential core inflation, though some expect a downside surprise. On the central bank front, Fed Chair Powell's speech in Stockholm did not advance the market debate on policy outlook, while Fed Governor has further echoed a bias for tightening. Markets are also preparing for the corporate earnings season, with aggregated estimates pointing to weaker results. On the data front, the World Bank cut its 2023 global growth forecast in half. Italy's November retail sales inched up compared to the previous month. Spain's industrial production losses extended further into November. Overnight, Australia's November CPI was higher than expected, reinforcing the Reserve Bank of Australia's rate hike expectations. The Australian preliminary retail sales for November also posted the strongest reading since January 2022. China's new loans result was better than expected, finishing 2022 at a record high. South Korea's unemployment rate rose to an 11-month high, and its exports for the first 10 days of January contracted again. Key focus on the U.S. macro calendar today includes the weekly mortgage purchase applications and the weekly crude inventories. In corporate news, Apple is planning to start using its own custom displays in mobile devices as early as next year, according to Bloomberg. More on Apple, the United States International Trade Commission judge has ruled that Apple Watch infringes the blood oxygen tech patent belonging to Masimo. Seagen will look for deals to pursue licensing partnerships or asset acquisitions with biotech startups, according to the company's CEO at the JP Morgan Healthcare Conference. In Asian markets, equities were mixed on Wednesday in a cautious trade with benchmarks tilting lower in the afternoon session. Hong Kong ended higher, but reopening plays and technology dragged on mainland stocks. Tech-heavy markets were higher following Nasdaq's Tuesday lead. South Korea was up for the sixth consecutive day. Taiwan and Japan also went higher. Australia miners benefited from the positive news surrounding trade with China, with reports saying that Chinese steelmakers have restarted talks with Australian miners on import contracts. Elsewhere in the region, Southeast Asia was mixed, India was flat. European equity markets have opened mostly higher, with nearly all sectors advancing and prices close to six-month highs. The EU Commission is pushing to adopt a Clean Tech Act that would allow EU countries to inject generous subsidies into green industries to challenge Biden's IRA. In the UK, the Bank of England has suggested that banks put more scrutiny on credit cards and buy-to-let portfolios ahead of an extended period of credit stress. In other news, the UK and Japan will sign a defense pact to counter China threat. Thank you for joining us for the US market preview for Wednesday, January 11th, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.